Across the country, the debate over mass incarceration is starting to focus on what to do with low-level offenders who repeatedly cycle in and out of jail. Even police chiefs and prosecutors say that jails and prisons are not the answer to their problems. In New York City, these chronic recidivists are known as frequent flyers. As WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports, they are among the least dangerous and most expensive inmates in the troubled system.
The sidewalk in front of the McDonald's on Broadway in Lower Manhattan is noisy and crowded. There are tourists, construction workers, well-heeled Wall Street banker types, and a 65-year-old panhandler named I. Ray Davis.
I have my sign here, and I let them know, this is what I need. I need to change the clothes, you know?
At night, Davis sleeps inside a tunnel near the ferry in Staten Island. During the day, he comes here to try and make some money. He says he's never pushy about it, but the police are.
It isn't right for them to lock me up for nothing. I'm not asking nobody for nothing. If they give from their heart, you know?
Since 2010, this senior citizen has racked up 56 convictions, been in jail 28 times, and spent 446 days behind bars. Davis was arrested 5 times in 3 months last year, here at McDonald's. Twice, police alleged he had a crack pipe on him, but most of the charges were for aggressive begging.
I do it, you know, because I've been needing help.
The city recently studied 800 inmates who have been in and out of Rikers Island the most over the last 6 years. People like Davis, for whom jail has become a routine part of life. Together, since 2008, they've been admitted more than 18,000 times and spent more than 500,000 days behind bars. They are older and sicker than the general jail population, and roughly 95% of the charges against them are for nonviolent crimes. And they have something else in common. Rarely does the cycle of arrest and prosecution address the underlying issues of a chronic recidivist: drug addiction, mental illness, homelessness. I. Ray Davis just left Rikers a few days ago.
I stayed in there 6 days until I went back to court. When I went back to court, the judge gave me time served because he knew it was nothing. No.
Davis pled guilty to get out of jail. He couldn't afford the $1,000 bail. The conviction adds to his lengthy criminal record and increases his chance of harsher treatment down the line. Public defenders call this the criminal justice vortex. It's difficult to escape. Erwin Shaw heads Legal Aid's criminal division in Manhattan. He believes low-level offenses like panhandling or being in the park after hours should be handled administratively, like a parking ticket.
Why should that be brought into the criminal justice system? Number one, it takes up the time of an assistant district attorney, takes up the time of a judge, takes up the time of the defense.
And it's expensive. Serious recidivists need more medical care than the average inmate. They're also more likely to be sick with withdrawal symptoms and have mental health breakdowns. But what costs the most is the process of admitting them to Rikers Island over and over again.
We're actually about to enter into the R&DC intake. This is where we process all inmates coming in and out of the facility.
That's Deputy Warden Joseph Vassaturo walking through the rundown corridors of a jail on Rikers Island, where guards wait to check in new inmates. There are body searches and body scans. New arrivals get uniforms and shoes. There's background checks to determine the level of threat an inmate may pose. And once all that's complete, inmates enter this medical clinic, where they wait in a pen behind black bars to get full physicals.
They take blood, they take urine, they check to make sure that the person doesn't have tuberculosis. They will also give the person the opportunity if they want to be tested for HIV.
Inmates also see a dentist and a psychiatrist if they meet certain criteria. The full workup is required, even if they were only out of jail a day.
You know, there's a chance that the person might have picked something up, chickenpox or the measles. You don't want that spreading into the rest of the population.
The group of 800 the city analyzed cost $129 million over 6 years. That's 3 times as much as the typical inmate. Across the country, police departments are trying new approaches. Last month, law enforcement leaders from big cities like Chicago, L.A., and Houston called for fewer arrests and more treatment for people committing petty crimes. Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance is part of this nationwide movement.
As a general matter, I think you've got a number of people who come into the criminal justice system who are arrested for low-level offenses, nonviolent, and I think that we ought to be looking for options to prosecution.
But on the streets, Manhattan has the reputation for being the worst place to get arrested because prosecutors rarely back down. A recent report shows Vance's office prosecutes 96% of all misdemeanor cases brought by police. Roughly a quarter ultimately get dismissed. Vance's office says it's a challenge for prosecutors to screen cases thoroughly because defendants must be arraigned within 24 hours of an arrest. For now, Vance is focused on young defendants. A pilot program in East Harlem gives 16 and 17-year-olds arrested for nonviolent misdemeanors the option to do community service instead of being prosecuted. Vance says it's a way to stop the cycle of recidivism before it begins.
Certainly when it comes to kids with little involvement in the criminal justice system at that point in their lives, we ought to be trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
He's also funding drop-off centers, places where police can take the mentally ill instead of booking them for low-level offenses, but not if they have drugs on them. And that's one of the most common reasons why recidivists get arrested. 97% of the so-called frequent flyers have drug or alcohol problems. Many have been struggling for decades, like Denise Clements's 53-year-old brother, Frederick, who occasionally drops in on her at her apartment in Harlem.
I love my brother. If he come here and he's been in the street, I'll let him take a shower. If he's out there a couple of days, I'll tell him to lay down and rest.
Frederick Clements has accumulated 55 convictions since 2010. In July, he got 21 days for stealing two fans from CVS. He's done dozens of these short stints at Rikers and has spent nearly two of the last 5 years in jail. Within the legal system, it's said men like him are serving life sentences 15 days at a time. Denise says her brother is not a criminal. He's a drug addict.
It seems like he gets out of jail. He goes back to his wife. His wife kicks him out. Then he's back in the street again. Then he's back on drugs again. And he's back in jail again. It's just like the same thing.
Clearly, jail is not working for them.
Trish Marsick heads a mayoral task force that's come up with a plan to divert people from Rikers Island. It includes large fixes like reforming the bail system and a more targeted approach for people who use jails and shelters the most. Like so many other problems in 21st century New York, Marsick says their problems can be traced to housing.
Because there are many, many things you can get arrested for doing outside that you and I do all of the time under our roof and within our four walls, even if it's just going to the bathroom, right?
The city will set aside 237 apartments with on-site social services. Half are expected to be filled before the end of the year. The hope is that housing will change people like Ira Davis more than jail has been able to. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.